country. And these are local guys. I'm so proud of those boys. They started riding with me when they were, not me. I was just running the race. I wasn't on the track. But they started running when they were 4, 5, and 6 years old. And it's just great to see how these kids have picked it up.
It's amazing the more people that you talk to out there. It's a big deal. There's a lot of people that have been getting into this motocross.
And it's fun to offer all these opportunities that we have up here in the Thumb for the families and for the kids. If you're just joining us, we got about 9 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in our halftime show in the wonderful Valley Pageant marching band. The award-winning band has taken the field here for the homecoming festivities in Bad Axe. Our score is 14-0. Bad Axe Hatchets on top of the Reese Rockets, and we've got a game, so stick with us on Cruise 102.1 FM. Bad Axe will be right back after this.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to 3 decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's Thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318. 18.
Banking locally has many benefits. If you haven't already, it's time to make the switch to North Star Bank.
North Star Bank started local and we're staying local. Hi, this is Matt Brickle, Senior Vice President and Commercial Lender at North Star Bank. As a local business ourselves, headquartered right here in Bad Axe, we have the local business expertise and knowledge to meet all of your financial needs. Our loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by local bankers who live in our community. We understand your needs and will actually meet face-to-face to discuss what's important to you. I invite you to visit us at North Star Bank and see firsthand the benefits of local decision-making.
North Star Bank, guiding the way. Visit your local North Star Bank branch or go online at www.northstaratehome.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular!
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
Welcome back to Claude Marsh Field on Cruise 102.1 FM, Bad Axe. And we got a great game going on tonight here. Kurt Dammer along with Chad Knobloch. About 5 minutes to go here in our halftime show. And we've got the Bad Axe Hatchet Marching Band putting on a really nice program here for the halftime for all the Hatchet fans. And the stands are filled tonight for homecoming.
Yep, lots of people all over the place tonight. And it's nice to see the umbrellas got to go back down and
hoods
come off or sitting out there without the rain.
A lot of tired,
while.
You know, I think parents are going to be happy tonight. All these kids that are here are going to sleep really good. So the score is 14-0. Bad Axe Hatchets up on top of the Reese Rockets. But if you missed the first half, you know, this is by no means a runaway by the Bad Axe Hatchets. Reese Rockets have had it 2 times right down there on the end zone. And Reese actually had one pass in the end zone with a wide open receiver, but it was right into a strong horizontal wind and rain. I mean, not to make any excuses for the receiver, but that would have been a tough one to get a handle on. And Reese just couldn't do it, and they turned it down. That was like a fourth and four, and Bad Axe Hatchet's got the ball back. Yeah. So we're expecting a really good ball game here coming back here in the second half.
Yeah, this game could easily be tied right now. Like, as you just mentioned, Reese has had the ball two different times right down, knocking on the door of the end zone and just haven't been able to put it in. And, you know, to their credit, Bad Axe's defense has really stepped up and got the job done as well.
We didn't see any passing, really, one or two passes here in the first quarter, maybe. They didn't start throwing that ball around. They started slinging there at the end of the second quarter.
Yes, they
and
did.
And it shows that ball can be passed and it can be caught. Even the Hatchets, I mean, they had a really nice pass out there with Tommy Morneau. I think that was out to maybe to Mitch Dorr, number 17. Just missed him by less than a foot, over through the ball. Dorr gave everything he had. He had beaten the defender by about 5 yards, and that would have been another score on the board. Hey, we want to announce tonight for the Bad Axe Hatchets King and Queen. For 2014, the Hatchet Homecoming Football King is Matt McVay. And the homecoming queen for the Bad Axe Hatchets tonight is Claire McManaman. So congratulations to Claire and to Matt, your homecoming king and queen for Bad Axe Homecoming.
And I think that Matt McVay would probably like nothing better than to cap off winning king with a nice victory out here on the field.
Everybody likes to have a win at homecoming.
You know, it always makes the homecoming dance a lot more fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, I can remember, my junior year as the Bad Axe Hatchets came over to Lakers. Yeah, I can remember that. Oh, my senior year. Yeah, that was always fun, losing to Bad Axe with one of the top. At least you know you lost a great team. I mean, if you're going to lose by in the final seconds of a ball game by a few points, where they had some tough football. It's nice to see that coming back. We talked about that earlier as our part of our pregame program. Seeing the Hatchet football program really pick up this year.
It is. It's nice. There's a buzz around here. As we mentioned, they've won 3-0, or won 3 straight. And this is a team that's been putting about 30 points a game on the board, which is not something we've seen here in a while. And I noticed on the program they mentioned that the Hatchets are 1-16 all time against Reese, and that win dates back to 1999.
Wow. This would be an even bigger win tonight.
Yo, I mean, this would be like huge.
And Reese isn't going to lay down here in the second half. But, you know, like you said, you've seen a team that's come back to life, blue and gold coming back. Has a Bad Axe Hatchet walks by the stadium tower and off the field. A great job.
I'll tell you, they look sharp too, don't they?
Very. Nice job, Hatchets. So head coach Mark Minetti, also assistants Kelly Durer, Nick Giver, Eric Mays, Kurt Schember, Pat Benke, Austin Drake, Troy Hildreth, and Rick Whitenbrenner doing a real good job. And the Hatchets not having, I think they don't have a JV team this year. Is it freshman or JV? One of the two that they don't have.
Yeah, no JV team this year. So they have a lot of guys up on the varsity, but
man,
no JV.
What a line of junior talent.
Oh,
man,
boy.
Are they going to be tough next year.
And I'll tell you, there's a lot of sophomores that are really doing
right.
A good job out there as well.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of really good plays by some of the sophomores there, especially in the defensive backfield. One of those plays at the end of the first quarter could have been a touchdown for Reese, was broken up by one of the Bad Axe Hatchet sophomores on a deep route down that left sideline. So our teams are coming back onto the field. We're 50 seconds away from starting our ball game. We want to welcome you if you're just joining us. Cruise 102.1 FM, WLAW. We'll take one more quick break, and we'll come back with the start of the second half.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Drive to the shore and save more on a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy truck.
This is Jay Maynard. Just here to let you know we have another great lease on a 2014 Silverado 1500. Crew Cab 4x4 LT. It's got leather, straight embed liner, 20-inch wheels, all-terrain tires, auto temperature, dual zone air, heated seats, trailer brake, custom sport package, power seat, rear camera, Bose system. $439 a month for everyone, $397 per month for GM employees and family members. Come see me, Jay Maynard, and let's make a
find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25.